It'd be there. There it is. Takes a little while for the signal to get 20 feet. Anyway, praise God. God's good. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we have a, last week we had membership class, and I only see one new member that's here, so, but that's okay. And I want to thank Tony and Joanne because they're so faithful in doing membership class, and we got it the first week this year, this time, I mean, last time, where's Madeline? Madeline, took you a while, but we made it. But praise God. So, got Jatana Zazebo and Matthew Zazebo, they're not here today, but they went through membership class. That's Alan, Cindy's son-in-law and daughter, so praise God, but we'll catch them next week. But Pamela's here. Amen. So Pamela, why don't you come up here? We just want to welcome you into the fold. Amen. So praise God. It's a little membership card. Get you a cup of coffee at Starbucks for $5. Amen. And, you know, the church is not just this building. And we try to tell people that all the time. You are the church. Amen. It's a spiritual building. And praise God, we're glad you're with us. Welcome in the name of Jesus. Let's give her a hand. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. God is good. How many of you have your Bibles today? I hope so. You're in church. All right. Oh, if you have your Bible, turn over two verses of Scripture I want to read this morning. First one is in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And as you're turning there, we'll pray. Father God, we praise you this morning. We give you honor. We give you glory in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your holy written word, Lord. And we thank you that as it's ministered today, it'll fall on good soil and people's lives will be touched in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to read verse 30, but Paul is talking. This is amazing because I started to read this in context just when I was sitting down. And it says, it starts out, it talks about glory only in God. Okay, glory only in God. And it says here, for you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise, according to the flesh, starting in verse 26, I'm sorry, not many mighty, not many noble are called. Well, that fits most of us, right? Not too wise, not too mighty, and not too noble. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. So we could consider ourselves foolish if we're in Christ. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised. God has chosen the things which are not to bring to nothing the things that are. Note that no flesh should glory in his presence. God is it. But here's what God has done for us. He says, but of him, in God the Father, you are in Christ Jesus, who became for you wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and what I want to talk about today, redemption. Amen. There's a verse of Scripture in Psalm 107, verse 2. And it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. How many of you are redeemed in this place today? How many know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior? So it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So you need to be saying so if you're redeemed this morning. And I want to talk about that because Jesus Christ is our redemption. We're redeemed. We talked about it, all the songs we were singing, everything that was going on. He's our redeemer. He's bought us back. The word redemption, the word redeemer means to purchase back, to buy back, to pay a ransom. He paid a ransom for you. You know, my wife was talking about how, when she was talking about giving, God gave his son, okay? While we were yet sinners, he sowed Jesus with no guarantee that the entire world was going to get saved. Hello? When we sow, whatever we sow, whether it's our time, our finances, whatever, we have a guarantee that it's coming back to us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together. But when Jesus went to the cross, there was no guarantee that people were going to get saved. But he did it just in case. So when I give, I do it just in case. You just never know, right? Praise God. But that's one part. But the part is, I want to talk about it. It's a picture of Jesus, is a picture of our redemption, our being brought back. And what did he redeem us from? Well, if you read the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, it talks about first the blessings, if you kept the law, which nobody could keep the law in the first place. But then it read all the cursings, if you didn't keep the law. And we've gotten back and forth with people about, you know, whether we're still under the law, whether we're not under the law. We're not under the law. The Bible tells us specifically in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, that Jesus redeemed us from the curse of the law. And the curse of the law were all the diseases that went on Israel in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Now, when you read those verses of Scripture, and the reason I'm saying that, and I'm not going to go through all of them because it's like chapter verse 15 right to the end, so it's like 40 verses, and of curses, of sickness and disease, and then in verse 60 and 61, it even goes, and those that I don't even mention. You know, so we're not going to go read through all them, but when you read it, it sounds as though God is doing it. And there's a reason why it says that. We know God doesn't do it because in God there's no darkness. That would make him the devil, and he's not the devil. All right? So what happens, I don't know if any of you have ever read or the literal translation of the Bible by Dr. Robert Young. Well, he also has, you know, he was a scholar, and he says those verses where it says, and the Lord will smite thee, the Lord will cause this to come upon you. The verses, when there was no permissive verb in the Hebrew language per se. So when it came out, God is doing it. And one of the reasons for that is the Israelites, they only knew God as a vengeful God. They didn't know him as the only one who really recognized God as a father God was David. That's why the Psalms all talk about, you know, the father heart of God, because David understood that redemptive quality of God. So when they translated, when the Hebrew language, God, if something bad happened, God did it. If something good happened, God did it. And how smart are we? We still say the same thing today. If it's good, it's God. If it's bad, well, it's God too. You know, and that's not, the point is that's not the truth. They're causative. It sounds as though God's causing it. Now, God's allowing it, and I'll tell you why he's allowing it, because there's evil in the earth, all right, and people do stupid things, and God's hands are tied. We're in covenant with God. He loves us. But there are people out there that don't know God that do dumb things, and if you're in the way of the fire, you might get burned. That's why it's important that we are led by the Spirit and not being, and when we're getting a prompting here in our heart, don't go there, don't do that. That we don't go there and we don't do that. Because if we go there and we do that, and an idiot comes in with a gun, and you get shot, it's not God's fault. You follow where I'm coming from? All right, because some of you look like he's nutty. Well, if you're visiting, just so you, I'll no doubt I am, okay? But there are so many verses that talk about that in the Old Testament. That's why we were telling somebody the other day, the Old Testament is great. The Old Testament is Jesus concealed. The New Testament is Jesus revealed. So oftentimes, kill myself. A lot of people dwell in the Old Testament. And what happens when you dwell in the Old Testament, because of the way it was written, in the Hebrew it looks as though God's doing all these things. Here, I'll give you another example. How many, everybody say this, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. How many know you're redeemed? Okay. All right, so it says here, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 7 reads this, I form the light and I create darkness. I make peace and I create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Now, does God create evil? He might permit it. He might allow it because people are evil. But it's not God allowing it. But again, it's the way it's written. And I have a lot of verses, and I'm not going to go through all of them. But he does it. You know, 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 says, "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare to you. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all." Evil's darkness. All right? So God, again, as I said, it happens because we're in an imperfect world. We're surrounded by imperfect things. And the devil has been defeated. Jesus made a show of him openly, but he still operates on this earth illegally. So therefore, bad things. You read a book one time when I was a little kid. Why do bad things happen to good people? Because they don't know their rights. They don't know their privileges in Christ. They don't know how to stand. And even when you stand, just because you stand doesn't mean he's gonna stop coming at you. He'll fight you every step of the way. You know? And so we need to be careful of that. Well, again, so it was in the permissive tense. Now, God doesn't send plagues. God doesn't send sickness upon his people, as a lot of the verses in the Old Testament will attest to that he does that. The overall context of God's word does not teach this. And the reason I'm saying this is because, again, we've had several people have lost loved ones this week, and I was with one person and talking to them on the phone, and they didn't know why, and I tried to explain. We live in an imperfect world. And you don't, you know, when people are grieving, you just don't want to shake them, you know. And they said, "But I prayed." I says, "I know that. But we just don't know everything." You know, there comes a point where people need to stand on their own. You know, we pray for our family, but if they do something stupid, what am I going to do? It's not God's fault, and it's certainly not my fault. I can't beat myself up over the head because I'm doing what the Word of God says. I'm praying for them, lifting them up, putting the bloodline, cover them with the blood of Jesus. So, but in the Old Testament, when people would break the commandments of God, they were no longer under his divine protection. It was like this umbrella that Pastor Eddie was just talking about. We have to keep ourselves in the center of God's will. We have to stay under that umbrella. As long as we're under that umbrella, then the rain's not going to wet us. But how many of you ever been in a rainstorm and you helped your wife in the car and you held the umbrella for her to get in the car and then you took it away from you? Am I the only dumb person that does that? I don't know. But okay. And you got soaking wet. Well, you were out from under the umbrella. And it's the same thing in the New Testament too. It's just that we've been redeemed from all these things. It's not that it's a law that we have to keep it, but still God wants us to live a right lifestyle. He just don't want us to throw caution to the wind. So when we step out from underneath his umbrella and do things that we know we shouldn't do. Everybody say no. Big question, big word there, no. Because sometimes you'll walk outside that protection and you don't realize that you're doing it. God still got your back. All right? But if you knowingly do it, man, you got a problem. And so these things start to happen in people's lives. And in the Old Testament, they didn't have the option we had. Once they broke it, matter of fact, the problem with the law was this. Once they broke one, they broke it all. You know, they were guilty of the whole thing because God knew they couldn't keep it. He was just trying to point them in the direction of the Redeemer, the Messiah. And so he came. Amen. And now we're under his protection, you know. So Deuteronomy 28, again, lists several diseases. Let's turn there. Let's read some. Because you think, like, you want to know where some of these diseases come from. They're mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Because we're going to have communion here in a little bit. And we're redeemed. Amen? All right. I mean, this thing is, I am not going to read them all. Just, I'll give you a few. Let's see. Verse 15. But it shall come to pass. Deuteronomy chapter 28. But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God and observe carefully all to observe all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. And it says, cursed shall you be in the city, cursed shall you be in the country, cursed shall you be in the basket, and it goes on and on and on. The Lord will strike you, verse 22, with consumption, with fever, with inflammation, with severe burning, fever, with the sword, scorch. You know, you want to know, what is, he's going to, inflammation. What is inflammation? Arthritis. All these things that like he mentions here, for not keeping the law. So, and we're redeemed from all of this. That's my point. We're redeemed. That's why it said, David said in Psalm 107, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Matter of fact, let's hold your place there. Let's look at it and read the rest of that Psalm 107. It says in, we'll just start in verse 1. It says, oh, give thanks to the Lord.